So I'm going to present to you an analysis of the frequency and stability of sex partner meeting places reported by HIV-infected MSM in Baltimore City during 2009 and 2013. So just to give you a little background on the study setting, Baltimore ranks among U.S. cities with the highest incidence of HIV and other STIs, particularly among men who have sex with men, with an estimated 43% of Baltimore's MSM infected with HIV. And the rate of new infections, HIV infections, continues to increase. To better understand local HIV transmission, the Baltimore City Health Department has local variables in their DIS interview form that were added about 10 years ago. And as part of this enhanced data collection, the Health Department gathers information on sex partner meeting places of any sex partners met in the last 12 months. So this is relevant as HIV transmission has been linked epidemiologically to locations such as sex partner meeting places. And knowing where HIV-infected MSM meets sex partners presents an opportunity to implement real-time targeted prevention and control, which seeks to interrupt transmission from an infected individual to an uninfected individual. And just to give you some examples, sex partner meeting places can include anything from bars to street corners, malls, but also internet-based sites such as websites, chat rooms, and even meetup mobile apps like Grindr and Jakt, some of you may have heard of. So the analysis for today's discussion was part of a broader CDC-funded demonstration project called the Comprehensive HIV Prevention Program Category C Demonstration Project. This is a collaboration between the Baltimore City Health Department and Johns Hopkins, and particularly focuses on ways to innovatively use their enhanced HIV surveillance data to inform prevention and control strategies. Surveillance and outreach efforts have traditionally focused on physical venues, but with the rise in internet and smartphone use among MSM, we wanted to find out if physical venues were still important places for meeting sex partners. And even more so, what exactly are these places where the health department might want to prioritize their resources? So specifically, the objectives of this analysis were to explore trends across physical venues and internet-based sites, again, like websites, chat rooms, mobile apps, and then identify high-frequency places that are consistently popular over time, and finally find any newly emerging sex partner meeting places. And ultimately, you know, the intention is to inform the prioritization of HIV programs to target MSM in Baltimore. So to meet our objectives, we reviewed HIV surveillance data from newly diagnosed MSM interviewed by the Health Department between May 2009 and April 2013. And these interviews can provide an opportunity for the Health Department to capture information about where new cases are hanging out and more specifically where they have met sex partners in the past 12 months. So we limited our data, our analysis, to use data from cases that had some information on at least one sex partner meeting place. And previous analysis of HIV surveillance data in Baltimore revealed that bars and internet sites were the most common types of meeting places that were reported by MSM. So we ended up focusing specifically on those meeting place typologies, the bars and internet-based sites, because they were most relevant to this group. And we limited our analysis to those reports within Baltimore City. So first, we identified high-frequency meeting places. And we defined that by more than three reports of a site during the study period, so again, between 2009 and 2013. And among the high-frequency meeting places, we defined stable sites as those that had less than a 10% change in the proportion of reports during the study period, and places nominated for the first time in the last year, so in that 2013 time period, those that met the high-frequency criteria, those were categorized as newly emerging. So moving to the results, among 434 newly diagnosed MSM 234, or a little more than half, provided information on at least one sex partner meeting place, and this accounted for 32 bars and 27 different internet-based sites. So of the 32 different bars that were reported during the study period, 6 or 19% were identified as high-frequency sex partner meeting places. And of the 27 internet-based sites, 6 or 22% were identified as high-frequency meeting places. So we're just going to take a closer look at some of these findings. Here, to address the first study objective that I presented, we looked at sex partner meeting places reported by newly diagnosed MSM by typology, so looking at bars versus internet, over time. So we note the downward trend in reporting of bars, along with an upward trend in reporting of internet-based places. And you can see, for example, in 2010, less than a third of the reports were made up of internet sites and increased to about 50% in 2013. So it still remains to be seen, though, really, where these trends are going and whether internet sites are actually replacing bars and clubs as predominant meeting places. So just to focus in a little bit more on the internet-based sites to understand what we're looking at, we categorized the internet-based meeting places into websites, chat lines, and mobile apps. And here we can see the downward trend in reporting of websites and chat lines as mobile apps increase in their popularity. And in 2013, you can see here about one-third of reports were mobile apps. So focusing in a little bit further on those high-frequency places, here we see those bars that were most commonly reported during the study period. And while we observed some fluctuations in reporting for high-frequency bars, most of them remained stable and consistently reported during the study period, and no new bars emerged. And this figure shows the reporting of high-frequency internet-based sex partner meeting places over time. And we can see that two sites in particular decrease in their reporting frequency over time, one being a website and another a chat line. A few of the others were relatively stable, not as common. And then lastly, indicated in the by the purple line in 2013, we see a sharp increase in the reporting of one site in particular, which is a mobile app. So despite the rise in internet and phone app usage, physical venues, and particularly the local bars, remained relevant meeting places among HIV-infected MSM in Baltimore. And for those who are interested, I just wanted to give you a heads up that Dr. Errol Fields actually takes a deeper look at the link between internet-based meeting places and bars among MSM in Baltimore, and he has a poster here at this session, so check it out if you're interested. And then, you know, going back to our analysis at more of a granular level, we identified several high-frequency sex partner meeting places of HIV-infected MSM. And while most of the physical venues were stable and reported consistently over time, we found that internet-based venues tended to vary with new sites emerging. So given the rapidly changing trends in these social networking sites and mobile apps, methods for capturing internet-based meeting places should be flexible and timely if possible. And continued collection and reporting of meeting places among newly diagnosed HIV-infected MSM not only helps us to monitor trends and identify places that are important, you know, it's really critical to timely and effective targeted prevention and control. So, thank you.